There are three main parties. This is the party of Sonko, who is the new emerging leader in Senegal politics. You have the former mayor of Dakar, who is still somebody who is well respected in the country, despite the problem he had with the state, and also because he has a lot of experience as a leading person in the former party, PS, Parti Socialiste. And lastly, you have a group of small parties that are mainly visible in the Dakar region as far as elections are concerned.
So where does it put the opposition, this alliance, in terms of the 22 local and parliamentary elections and eventually the 2024 election? Does it make the alliance stronger?
Two main situations which will decide on the result of the next election. One is the ruling party. There are so many candidates in that side that is quite difficult for the ruling party itself to come up with something that will be unifying them. The second aspect that I would like to highlight is the fact that in the opposition, you have one emerging leadership, which is Sonko and his allies. And I think those people will gain a lot of votes.
You mentioned the opposition leader, Ousmane Sonko, will probably be a strong candidate. But as you know, he is facing a rape charge. What has happened to that charge against Sonko? Has it been resolved?
Well, not yet, because there are a few problems in the judiciary. You know, the examining judge who was looking at that case passed away. He was not replaced, to my knowledge. And I think they are trying to find another judge who will be examining the case. Two, even the lady who accused him for rape came on live media suggesting that it was not rape, but they had an affair together, which will really water down the case from a rape to just somebody who was having an affair.